mother. Before she died, I fed my mother an egg. She asked for it soft boiled. "Why am I so hungry?" she asked, leaning forward from her green chair. I picked pieces of shell off the rubbery skin. Outside, the gray sky was flecked with snow, and within the concave spoon, our heads became wobbly and large. I scooped a piece toward her lipstick mouth, and for a moment, the rivery yolk seemed to light the room. "Thank you, Bill," she said, forgetting I was her son. "You're welcome," I said, touching the lights of her teeth, while outside the trees tossed their thick white feathers and did not fly.